What's going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with my wonderful, great co-host, CW.
That's me. I made it.
And today we have someone who I've known for a while. She is a very, very sweet, great person. If you ever have the chance to meet her at any event, you will just see, like, you know, just her bubbliness just come out, and her smile is just so electrifying. You know, you would just love every minute of being around her. She's been nominated for many awards, like the X Critic Award for Best Scarlet, Best Fansite Presence, Hottest Newcomer for AVN, Most Epic Butt for AVN. She gives out anal tips about, you know, like all that stuff, all things anal, whatever. She does a lot of BDSM stuff. And like everything you see, like she does out here in this fun industry of ours, you just see that she's very dedicated to making sure that, you know, her fans are, you know, happy with what she puts out, because she does, you know, take time out of her day to really, you know, communicate with her fans and always like have a good time. So without further ado, the very talented, the very bubbly, the very electrifying Miss Avery Jane.
Hi. Thank you for that sweet intro.
So for everybody out there who don't know who you are, who's Avery? Who is she?
Avery is me. I don't know, a little about me. I'm a hardcore performer. I have been doing this for almost 3 years now. I don't know, I like butt stuff. I like to keep it fun. I love what I do. I do what I love.
So to get out of the fanatics out the way, how did you join this wonderful, wonderful industry of ours?
Well, I'd always done like different kinds of sex work, and you know, for a while I was stripping, and then eventually I met girls who were in porn, and I was like, well, I haven't done this yet, so we'll give it a try. And just kind of through meeting people in the industry, you know, I kind of got the hang of it, got the ins and outs, you know, met people to work with, and just kind of started doing it.
You know, yeah, that's how a lot of people just randomly end up in it. They just say, you know, I met people and they just was like, you will really enjoy this. Because I know the stuff that you're into, and we're into the same thing. And we can make this a thing. We can make content out of this.
Is that what you say, Rockstar?
Yes. Why not?
But no, yeah, that seems like everybody that's like, yeah, I met some people and they're like, hey, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's not as bad as you think. It's cool as you think too.
Right.
Try it out. See if you like it.
I mean, I was like, I'm already doing this shit in my like personal life. So why not just like film it and monetize it? If this is like a regular Tuesday night for me.
Very true. If I'm going to do this anyway, I might as well get some kickbacks. This is
turn up.
I'm just on tired. Tuesday.
So they like from my notes, whatever, it's just that you do a lot of you give a lot of information about, you know, since you're really into anal, you give other information. What would you say would be the best for someone who's new to it to, you know, start doing it?
I mean, for someone who's new to it, basically, like, you want to get down your, like, clean out routine and just make sure you're, like, good and ready to go, because that's a whole process, you know, that's you getting to know your body, because everyone's bodies are different, so you got to start, like, paying attention to your body, paying attention to different things like that, and then, I don't know, from there, start slow and small, you know, start with toys, start with fingers, start with the
person. I'm sorry. I just thought about something that was very, very mean.
Keeping you about small penises.
Yeah.
Hey, Okay, that helps too. Once you go to the actual anal sex, find the smallest dicks you can find.
You know what? You know, if you want to start anal, just make sure you get your you know, you cleanse yourself right. You know, you drink the stuff that you know can just get it all out, and then when you start. Find somebody with the littlest dick you can find. Yeah. And like, I mean, you know, I mean a pinky size one. It's just enough to go in so you can feel it, but not enough to do anything.
Exactly.
And then test your limits.
I love seeing girls like start their anal training and they'll put out a call on the internet. They'll be like, looking for male performers with small dicks for my like first anal scene. And I'm like, damn, what men are going to step up to the plate and be like,
he's going to be in the Twitter in the comments like, yeah, me.
I got a small
micro dick over here.
Hey, you'd be surprised because
I feel like a thin thumb in you.
No, because think about this. If a person wanted to, you know, be around the industry and he has a small dick and like, all these girls are like, well, I need help to train my butt, whatever. And like, all he has to say is, hey, I'm Bob Jones. I'm Bob Jones. I am the anal extraordinaire.
I'm the starter dick.
I'm the starter dick.
Anal starter dick.
Anal starter dick Bob Jones.
I've touched every asshole that's been on camera.
Oh God.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, my favorites are the guys who are like, I'm pro anal trainers. Like, let me anal train you. And I'm like, what do you know about anal? Like, how much dick have you taken in your asshole?
Never mind.
Like, how are you pro at training ass when your ass ain't been touched?
See, the thing is with I don't like people touching my butt.
My hands are off to ladies. I don't. I've tried to be a little bit experimental in the bedroom and I've been like, oh no, this is not even what you're going through. So, hey, how are you doing this? You do this for me? Oh, you are a saint. You are a saint. You bless your heart, because I couldn't do this. I couldn't do this. No. Drunk, sober, whatever. No.
All you need is a lot of drugs, CW.
Even a lot of drugs. I was like, this ain't for me.
See, for me, I'm into a lot of different things, but I don't like people touching the actual hole.
Not even with their tongue?
No,
and
by the way, hi Kitty in the background, but no.
Albert's coming, say hi.
Hi, Albert.
Do you feel emasculated?
No, it's just like
that weird thing where you fuck your leg up higher.
For me, it just feels weird. It's just a weird feeling.
You're not used to it. You don't do it enough.
No, I'm into it a lot. Like even like before my injury my neck.
You gotta start getting your booty. Bro,
it's a lot of stuff that I'm into as far as my entire BDSM thinking, whatever. But when it comes to certain, like I have a certain nose, I have very few nose, and touching the hole is one of them. And it's
your butthole.
Yeah, just know my butthole. Yeah, I get. Like,
what about her butthole?
If she wants her finger or two in there, I mean, whatever. I mean, I would do whatever.
Your butthole's off limits.
Yeah. Well,
don't touch the hole, ladies.
Yeah, just don't touch the hole. Cause like I would do whatever she wants me to do. Like I would almost do whatever she wants me to do to her. Whatever.
Far but just from the hole.
It's just my hole. This is my hole.
How far are we talking about? A couple knuckles from the hole, a whole finger length.
No, just don't like, you know, like, you know, try to, you know, insert something in the hole.
Oh.
It's just, I don't know. It just always felt like someone did it before, and it just felt weird.
Yeah, you just don't like your booty hole played with.
Yeah, that's all it is. You mean you can
fine. That's okay. You can have what you like, and you can dislike what you dislike.
No, you feel guilty over here, but I like my
butt hole. Make you feel guilty?
I just don't like I would do her butt stuff.
I'm like, damn, you missing out on a good time.
Avery, CW is trying to make me sound like CW is trying to make me sound very vanilla right now.
No,
and there's video of me out there talking about this. Like,
I want you to feel the joys of getting your booty
that's my only no. Like, if someone wants to put clothespins all over my body.
So what if you like that shit?
Huh?
You like that? That's different. You already know you like that.
I know. So what if I don't like?
Ever met said, okay, you can do whatever you want to me, but I gotta lick that booty hole first. That's all I want from you.
And I it's like the same thing. It's like,
you don't say no.
Yes. Because like I know.
You ain't gonna say no. You just gonna be uncomfortable for a second, and then you just like, okay, I'm gonna.
No, because like it's not as cringeful to me as like toes touching me, but like it's just like I just feel uneasy.
Does it challenge your idea of being a man?
No, it feels uneasy.
Because you know, if a woman's doing it, it's not gay, bro.
No. I'm not even saying that is gay or anything. I'm just saying that it just feels weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it.
I'm kind of like, let's lean into that feeling.
I understand what I'm trying to say. You ever have something happen to you and you think about it for a second and you like that picture, like.
Sorry, Ross.
That's how I feel about it.
It's okay. I mean,
everyone has their preferences. You know, I've met dudes that are like, you know, suck my dick gently, and then I've met dudes who are like, bite my dick. Not everyone wants their dick bit.
That's
Not
true.
Everyone wants their asshole licked.
That is
true. I've never encountered that someone who tried to physically bite my dick.
Oh, I've had guys who asked me to bite it, and I'll go like, bite it harder, and I'm like, you sure? And they're like, harder, and I'm like, oh fuck, like, okay.
I have a house guest at my house right now, the performer, and we were talking about random stuff the other day about
No, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, and we were just talking about random stuff, and then the whole ball busting thing came up, and I'm like,
random things and ball busting came up, you know.
Casual.
Yeah, we were talking about BDSM, and then like just the ball busting came up, and I'm like, some of these people can't have kids anymore. Like I can't imagine it anymore because they get kicked really hard, you know. So
they're always
close, and that's why I think like when you say bite, I'm like.
We've all had interesting requests from people that you'd be like, might be like, oh, that, I would think you would not want that, or that would give you pause. Or you're like, no, do that. And you're like, but wait, I've been taught my whole life not to do that.
Because
yes, it's okay.
Don't ask why this is at my feet. It just happens to be right here, right now. But like, it's a place where I'm going with this. So, this is my background. So I do keep whips right there because I'm weird like that. Three whips. But the thing is, like, whenever someone comes over to my house, that's a performer, I have a box of weird. So like I had a performer go through this box and get whatever what they want. And there's some that I have that like, I keep out so I can use on people. So this is just this is
oh
just
a, my
this is just a box of sex toys.
You think of like when you go to somebody's house and like, go ahead and pick your piece of candy out now before you,
there you go, pick one. That's a good idea. I should do that. I got a box of stuff that's just sitting there that I'm like,
no, I do. I do. And I keep it here. And whenever someone comes by that's a performer for the first time, I say, hey, here is a box of sex toys. Pick whatever one you want.
Your house all the time. I'm not a performer, but I did not know that.
you never asked.
You got like just a box of like dildos and stuff.
It's more than dildos here. It's like dildos. It's like cock rings.
I got more than dildos, bro.
It has cock rings. I have a lot of stuff in here. I have these thingies. Yeah.
Oh. Right. We're gonna cruise through later.
I mean, you haven't looked at like when stuff is under the bed, but.
All your box of goodies.
Jeez.
No, because literally everybody who comes.
From vanilla, Rawstar. You're far from vanilla.
Everybody who comes through, like, I just say, you know, like, put like this. Avery, if you ever came through for the cookout that I have here sometimes, I would say, Avery, here's a box of my craziness. Pick whichever one you want. And some of the stuff is, yeah.
But there'll be vegetables.
When's the cookout, though? When's the cookout, though?
I actually might be doing one right around July. I'm trying to figure it out now because me and another performer is...
July? That's far.
Well, I was going to do it for Memorial Day, but I won't be here.
Oh, maybe I'll just barbecue one of these weekends very soon.
I mean, like, you just... Because I'll be armless soon, so...
Oh, perfect. Then I'm definitely barbecue then.
Yeah. No, I will gladly invite you, Miss Avery, and you could go to the box of weird.
Hell yeah.
Because I got a feeling it's going to be more. No, because the thing is this. So it's a website that I buy little stuff on, trinkets and stuff, but they give you like 16 things of just free sex toys. And it's like, okay. It just gets added to the box and it just grows and grows and grows. And I'm like, I don't need this stuff. So it just sits there.
Hold on. So not only do you have time, so this is a side.
It's like this. There's only so much that I can use. I can use this on somebody. And this is just sitting right here. I can use this on somebody, whatever, and have a good time, whatever. But it's like, I can't use this by myself. So it's
sure you can. All it is a vibrator. You can put a vibrator on yourself.
You can vibrate it, put on your balls.
You ever tried vibrating your balls while you're jerking off?
I have something else for that.
You can try.
I have something else for that. I do. And that's in the closet. But that's a different story.
Vibes are universal. They're honestly.
I just don't be looking in all your closets.
don't come over here later today and go through all my belongings.
Whose torso is this?
I just got a torso in the mail. I'm so excited. Well, it's not really a torso. It's just a butt. It's a giant butt.
Oh
yeah,
that's nice.
I wonder what site you use because I can see the site I'm talking about, and they have a lot of they're actually selling the whole sex machine thingy for $100, and it's a big sex machine thingy.
Nice. Are you gonna get?
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't need one.
You're gonna get it though.
He wants to get it.
He's gonna get it.
He should get it. Why not? Why not just have a sex machine?
I mean, like, it's not like one has not been used at my house before.
He'll get it, and it'll just be like, We'll at start least, to recognize this background. We'd be like, wait, I just, I feel like I see a lot of performers with this.
At least two of my rooms are in my house are on the internet. So my kitchen and my living room are definitely on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I think about it, it is. I'd be cooking in there.
Yeah, well, you'd be cooking in there, but before you did all that, someone used my room but as a...
cleaned it up. It didn't even look like your kitchen.
Yeah. So,
Avery,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Come up there,
Avery. What's up?
What made you get into all the butt stuff?
So I don't know. I'm just like an intense person. I need everything to be as intense as possible. And I don't know. For a little while, my pussy was broke. Because I had an IUD and that really fucked up my pussy. So right around that same time I started porn and someone was like, anal sells more. And I was like, that makes more money and it hurts less right now than getting fucked in the pussy with my fucked up shit going on. Mm-hmm. Anal all day, every day it is.
Okay. Damn, that was a pretty easy answer.
I mean, that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Right, to me it was practical. Because like, you know, vaginas have a wall. And eventually,
there's a limit. Yeah.
Hit the wall and it's going to hurt. But assholes are fucking infinite. You open up in there and you just keep going. So it's great.
That's what one of my ex's neighbors said. Go on, girl. You just better start. You better just keep going. You don't have to worry about no walls.
Yeah,
I've never heard that before, but it makes so much sense.
Yeah, it just goes, you know, straight up in there and it feeds into your intestines. So, like, I have one of those really, really, like, long sling toys. And I've gotten, like, you know, like, this much of it up in there.
Oh, wow.
Going up. It's great.
That's a lot.
And and for her fans out there, I am probably sure that's not her OnlyFans. So, that's a little tip for you to go out there and subs to it.
Oh, yeah, it's wild. I mean... You pop up on my Twitter a lot. It's, it's pretty intense.
Sometimes I forget. Like, my friends will hit me up and be like, bro, you're wilded on Twitter. Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I'll, like, go look and be like, oh.
Like, oh, shit. That's.
Yeah, I can say there's some things that you posted.
I'm not expecting this on Twitter exactly.
There's some things that you posted that I was left speechless.
I've been searching for this at 3 a.m. I might erase my cookies after this. I don't know. I don't want to be judged.
You know, just keeping it fun, keeping it interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My favorites are the people who like retweet my stuff and they're like, this doesn't look healthy, or like, what the fuck is this shit? And I'm like, I know, wild, right? That's why it's on your page now.
This is a lot. Wait, that's too big for that. Oh, I guess it's not too. Oh.
There's been times I've seen your posts and like I don't, you know, I don't curse out loud, but there's a lot of cuss words that's came to my mind. Like when I see you, I'm like, well, yeah, it's like, because like the thing is like for everybody out there, like, you know, like. Teach fun size. And it's like saying the stuff that she does is like,
you know, honestly, you look tall. And it's the angles, but it makes
you're like what, five?
I mean, I guess it looks like guys are like giants, but
yeah. No, I'm 5'1", but my energy is like 10 foot tall.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like she's like 5'1". So you see all the stuff that she's going, and like, especially since I've met her IRL, it's kind of like, dang, Avery.
Yeah, I probably would think like, I'll probably be, you know, if I met you in real life, I'd be like, oh, I'm probably right here. Like, eye to eye, or maybe she's slightly like, taller. Okay. I'd be like, probably like, oh, hello, small woman. That's you. Oh, that's you. I thought.
You know what? It's the stripper heels too. I wear a lot of stripper heels. I wear like the 8-inch heels. So I look like I have legs. I look like I have real long legs. Like I'm tall. Nah. I take the heels off and I like drop down a whole foot. Like, hey guys.
Oh God, I love you.
Off. Keep her on the couch. I don't know.
So. I'm trying to, you know, get a little bit of composure. But yeah, everybody out there, if you're new to her, just look at her Twitter, and just you'll see everything that you look at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you look around to make sure no one's looking at you, and you know you enjoy it. She does that. She does all of that.
There's a range of things.
It is.
Shit you don't want anyone to know you're into, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm to the point.
Yeah, and then it's like, how can I say this? I don't always want to make this a thing.
You know, I'm to the point now that I just... Like,
Okay, yeah, I'm into black women doing this. I'm into seeing this, but you know, I'm supposed to not be. You know, no, I can't. Look at how they doing my black queen.
Oh my God.
I'm to the point now, I just admit it.
I don't want
to
see this. No. Let me say this.
Control D.
I gotta make sure I don't lose this. Cookies. Actually, I'm gonna put it in my. I'm gonna see my, send an email to myself and archive it with the link.
Oh my God!
Like that. That's you send it to your secret email. Do you delete where you sent it?
Right. That private encrypted email. Yeah, I actually just opened up a new platform where I can like put all the shit that OnlyFans doesn't allow. So like all the real wild shit.
Yeah, the real wild shit.
Like OnlyFans doesn't allow pee, right?
So OnlyFans doesn't allow any piss. They don't allow any fisting of any kind.
You know, that's like fisting.
No fisting.
Like, no fisting, could you believe it? I'm like, so I could put two fingers in, I could put three, I can do a fucking gangbang with like five dudes doing like
that. That pinky part,
I tested it out too, and I posted a picture the other day. My pinky was hanging out clearly. They still took it down, still removed it. We're like, no fit. Uh-oh.
It's the two knuckle max.
I mean, like, honestly, like, I can understand. Dan, why they want to pee on there? That's me pushing it. But I don't see anything wrong with like what's wrong with
no pee, no fisting, nothing outdoors. Even if you're like on your own balcony or in your own backyard, that shit is banned because they can't prove where you are and that people aren't looking at it. So they'll take that off.
You know what's crazy? I was just telling because I have a hammock out here. And I was telling somebody that it'd be a good scene if they did it. Like, I have a backyard. Like, you can do a solo on the hammock out there for your OnlyFans. If they don't allow that, that sucks.
Nope. Yeah.
You could put it on your mini vids. You could put it on, other clip stores. But
or what if you got one like hunting tent that you can see through?
Got what you could see through?
They have those hunting tents that you can, those big hunting tents that, like, they look camouflaged on the outside, but you can see the outside from the inside
of something, though, right?
Yeah, so wouldn't that count, even though the outside can't see you, but, like, the camera can see out?
I don't know. But, you know, and it's weird, too, because a lot of people are in the piss.
A lot of people are in the piss.
Like, and I didn't. I didn't really start seeing it until someone was like, "Hey, Raw, can you record? Can you record me pissing into someone's mouth?" And then after that, like, I seen it everywhere. And then we all know the performer that pisses on everybody, and it's like every time I hear about someone getting peed on, it's like, yeah, Scotty did it. It's like
Scotty loves pissing on people.
Yeah, so it's like it's just everywhere. Like every time I hear about someone getting peed on, yeah, it was Scotty.
I've been pissed on by Scotty.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
I have to live out over here. But now everybody has. So but yeah, like yeah, but fisting and
oh, people are real big into puke too.
I am seeing that too.
Puke is in right now, but again, not on OnlyFans.
But you didn't ask me, Raw Star. Are you into pee?
I've never watched one.
You said what?
I've never watched one.
You never watched one? Okay.
Someone has squirted on me.
Yes or no?
Someone has squirted on me. So
no, you know, have like,
pissed
and,
on you.
And sometimes no one has just said like here's, just stood up. No one just stood up and just peed on me. No.
Okay. This is probably very juvenile. But this is my theory on how you know if you've been pissed on. Is she 35 or over? Pretty overweight. You probably been pissed on. All those girls say squirt. I think it's pee.
Well, you could tell the difference because usually pee is a different color than squirt. And they also smell and taste real different.
See?
Sometimes I'm supposed to be squirting and I just be pissing on dudes. I'm like, I don't even give a fuck. I'm not squirting right now, but I will hella piss on you right now.
Since
I don't know the taste of pee, knowing that it's pee, and I've ingested some girl's squirt before, I can't tell the difference.
You know what you're gonna have to do?
Because some girls sometimes are a little more tangier than others. So
you need to get two chicks to sit next to each other, and one needs to pee in a glass, and the other one needs to squirt in the glass. If you need a squirter, I'm like, I know some girls who are like
the Pepsi taste
queens. Yes, the Pepsi Coke challenge.
Oh my god.
My house guest, my current house guest, like I think in everything she does, she squirts. So yeah.
Well then, I guess you say, "Hey, can I get a glass of that?" And from what you used to,
that would be like, the most awkward conversation. I walk out of here and be like, "Yeah, I just did a podcast with Avery." I just did a podcast with Avery.
And
I need something for science. Can you squirt into this?
This 7-Eleven fruit punch.
Hold on.
At least clean it out.
This is better. Squirt into this, and I'll take this. Take some water in the other room, and then I'll see the difference. That'd be the most awkward conversation.
So the really weird way to know if your taste is squirt is to taste pee. Wow.
Yeah, but
there you go.
I've also recently discovered that you can taste the difference between like normal pee and pee when someone's on steroids. The piss tastes different.
Really?
I would imagine that because that is like
crazy.
It's more toxins.
Really different between steroids and
Like, once you're on steroids and you're pissing that shit out your system, that changes your piss taste.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I know, like, asparagus and the stuff like that.
That too. Honestly, everything changes. Depending on your diet, that can change your piss. Also, if you drink a shit ton of water, if you're hydrated, your piss will taste much cleaner, much better. It'll be much clearer, be easier to get down than, you know, if you're dehydrated and drinking a shit ton of beer.
Oh,
he be peeing
apple cider.
More of the story, man. Y'all drink a lot of water if you're going to be peeing in bitches' mouths. Drink a shit ton of water.
I've been drinking water. I have three water things right here beside me.
Good, then you're ready to piss in some mouths.
Right, he does it.
You gonna leave me alone. I get 4 cases of water delivered to my house every month, and it's all gone before the end of the month. I beg your pardon.
No, yeah, no. I'm the one that's full of like.
I beg your pardon. Anyway, Avery, to jump off of porn for a second. So, what do you do in your spare time? What does Avery do when she's not Avery?
I don't know. I just like to enjoy life and enjoy moments. I like to go out to eat and find different dive bars, different. I love bar food. I like finding like the places with like the nice, good, delicious bar food, mac and cheese, shit like that. I do a lot of that, a lot of brunch. I do girly shit, go and get my nails done and have spa days and do facials, and not like the porn facials, but like the wholesome facials. You know, I just like to chill, hang out with my cat, hang out with my friends.
You know,
I don't really like, get out into the world much these days, though. I don't really do much shit. I'm like, everyone's wilding too much. So I'm like, we can hang out in the house.
Even though Florida is a horrible place to live, I love the dive bars in Florida area. There are so many just along, like, if you go up toward, like, Fountain of the Sea. Oh, the food tastes so good. I'm sorry. When I think of dive bars, I just think of up that way, because they're just so delicious. I don't like, I don't know if you have any favorites, like, in the cities, I'm going to say it like that, in the cities that you've been in, but Florida, that's the only thing they're good for is dive bars. Nothing else.
You sure do talk about Florida for a place you hate so much.
Because I lived there for 2 years. And I have to go back there for stuff.
Indiana, I never go back. I never talk about it.
I get paid to go back. I beg your pardon.
Are you going to Miami? X-Biz?
No, that's next week, isn't it?
I think so. It's like hella soon. I'm still debating if I want to go or not. I'm like, if I do, that's going to be real touch and go few days to like pack, plan, book shit. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, no. I will never travel for a convention because I don't get paid to travel for a convention. Right. Like, most people go to every convention because they, you know, they do trades or customs and
there's whatever. Some way to like work out there.
Yeah, and it's like, I would just be taking pictures. So I will keep my little happy self in LA and, you know, just take random pictures of Avery when I see her at events. Hey, look, it's Avery. So.
I mean, you could go to the conventions, though, and you could do like podcasts. You could do like lives with people in the flesh. You could, you know, sell merch or something. You could do some shit. There's always some shit to do there.
The thing is, for me, it's like, since I'm not a performer, so it's like a different arena for me.
Yeah, there's nothing you're promoting, nothing that you could always do something.
I mean, the only thing I promote is CC Fitness.
Whatever, use a lie. check out the Burbank Misfit. And Raw Star page, you'll see CC Fitness, maybe my name, but you don't be promoting me like that.
Anywho, so, but no, I'm not, I don't go to conventions. Like that's not in LA.
Yeah.
I've never been to AVN.
Really?
You should go before you die.
That's what, yeah. Someone deliberately told me, they said Raw Star, you know what you should do? Go get tested, then go to AVN.
Mike,
like,
you never know.
And I'm like, you know, I said, like, I go get tested. Like, I, like, you know, I'm clean, but I don't, like, let's, yeah. I might go next year. It's a possibility. Just to say I went.
Are they finally having one next year?
Yeah, it's supposed to be in person next year. That's what they said.
Right. So I thought it was supposed to be in person this year, and then they were like, nah. But I mean, at the same time, I feel like that was more responsible. Because there were other ones that had expos this year, and then it was like everyone had COVID, everyone got sick, everyone had to cancel shoots for like a week or two. It was madness. I was like,
yeah. Everybody got sick at X3. And like, and I was saying that it was the war show because it couldn't have been the convention because I was at the convention running around there and I didn't catch it.
Right.
So, but yeah, like the only thing I know of coming up this year is XRCO and Urban X. So
that's in LA.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Because XRCO is in 2 weeks.
Yep. I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll be there like one armed and everything. So like you've been doing a lot of stuff out the country. How was that? How's the different worlds?
Oh, it was cool. It was amazing. I really like shooting in Europe. So I shot for X Freaks, legal porno in Prague in the Czech Republic. And I don't know, it's just really different there because like here in America, everything is so much about like scripts. You know, you go on every set and here's like a fucking 15-page script. You have a character, you have to learn this thing, set up the story. And then finally you get to like the very last page and you're like 10 to 20 minutes of sex. And I'm like, okay, that's a long ass day. You go to Europe and they're just like, all right, straight gonzo, like get in the room. We're taking your pictures. All right, guys, get in here. Start hardcore right away. Just like start going at it. They shoot about like 3 to 4 scenes a day, you know, throughout the studio. I'm like, dude. Also, and then it's like, you know, really big involved shoots with a lot of people. They do a shit ton of piss there. Like everyone in Europe loves piss. Piss content sells really, really well there. So it's like back to back to back scenes of dudes just like banging out, doing these hardcore gangbangs, pissing everywhere, nonstop. It was great.
See, I'm going to say this, and CW makes fun of me for this, but I really love the... I love this setup.
Like Gonzo all day, baby.
Like I love a story to make me
know. The meat smacking.
I always need a why. I always need a why to see, know why people are having sex for me to get into the scene.
Hot? Do you see how hot these people are?
I understand, but it's like if like I just turn it on and then like I see a leg behind someone's head and just I'm like, okay, how'd you get here? Why'd you?
If it's like one-on-one scenes, I could see there being some kind of story for a setup. I'm like, okay, but if it's like a gangbang or a hardcore scene, I'm like,
I'm not like gangbang or whatever. I mean, like for example, I don't know where they shoot Fake Taxi yet.
That's improv.
Yeah, I like that. I like that because they're in a taxi for a second, and they tell a story before they sex whatever.
Yeah,
I like that. I like watching Fake Taxi. No yeah, judging. Fake Taxi, cool. And so I like those scenes, and I know that's overseas, and it's also one that they have where they're in a hotel, like a fake hostel.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I like that one too, but because of the story, it's just like we're in a hostel because like we're here, and then it's some random weirdo. We talk to him, and then they freak. Yes, you gave me a story. You gave me a storyline. I know why y'all freaking. Y'all just really, really horny. But like Gonzo was just like, here we are. It's like
I mean, people were like, you're like, oh, why this teacher and this person hooked up? I'm like, no, I want to see like, oh, what are you here for? I'm here to suck cocks. Okay.
Right, get straight to it. That's my favorite. Right. Just pan on the chick for a little bit. Hi, I'm here to fucking take dick in my ass. There we go. The porno star, you know exactly what the fuck she's there for. Like, you know the story.
Vince,
This is gonna be intense. It's not gonna be like a, oh, you're just gonna, oh, you're gonna surprise me with some anal. It's gonna be like, give me that fucking cock.
Honestly, after Gonzo being my first favorite, my second favorite is a storyline, but it has to be funny. Like, I like the stupid, ridiculous, funny storylines. That I'll be like, okay, this is entertainment. If it's too serious, I get lost. I'm like, oh, I don't like this. Why is it so serious? But if it's something ridiculous, I'm into it. Give me that shit.
I'm trying to think what would be my favorite type of storyline since I'm really into storyline. And I think like one I really like is like people randomly in a library. And then like, there's been a few that I've watched where, you know, they try to sneak doing whatever. And then like, you know, they try to be quiet and the librarian doesn't hear them and they're doing whatever. So, you know, and they, yeah. Or it's one where, yeah.
So I don't think I've ever seen a library porno.
Yes, I've seen a few. I find them. And and especially if you're subscribed to the site and they let you save the video because you're subscribed to the site. Oh, wow. And then you click save and then you watch it later and you enjoy it over and over again.
Boom. Solo butt stuff for me, bro. Solo butt stuff. I mean, butt stuff in general, but solo butt stuff.
Why solo?
I don't know. I mean, I don't mind like dicks being there at all. No, not at all. But I guess it depends on the energy. And then like, I feel like solo, it's like she's in control, but she's like, it's, I gotta really think about that.
Yeah, think about that, because I'm curious too. I don't do that much solo stuff, but when I do, I'm like interested to see who's into it, who's not, like why, what's the appeal in it? Like, is it the, like I know some guys wanna see like big toys, they wanna see like the stretching, but mm-hmm. then other guys like don't really care about that. Like some guys are specific about, you know, what kind of toys or dildos that are used, but.
I mean, some people are into like tentacle stuff, but like I would say, like, you know, like if it was like, you know, like solo butt stuff, like JOI, stuff like that, like that kind of thing where like then somebody can kind of really just imagine themselves there, but they're not like, actually, you're not really as if obstructed by another whole body.
Right.
So like, yeah, you can see all this butt stuff, but you don't have to see like, somebody's balls in their whole asshole at the same time.
Easier to imagine yourself interacting with it. Yeah.
So, and then, or the angles are, there's a different, whole different kind of angle you can see. So you can get like, so there's very,
you can kind of see a little more.
Like camera angles that you be able to have that you can't have with like a body there. And people want to see that stuff.
Three things. One, like, personally, for me, Avery, like I only like to watch a girl solo.
Yeah, he likes also.
So for me, it's just like personally, I respect all the dudes I know in the industry, but I don't want to see another person's dick when I'm trying to get off. Because like, don't get me wrong, like I know there are some performers who I can be as far as length, and there's some performers that I can't even hold a candle to. And in my mind, if I see someone who has a football field, and I'm over here with you know, a 50-yard line, it's like I can't make you scream like that.
Yeah, but you might not.
I can't do that. No, but that's what I mean. It's just like I can't, like, because like when you see another person's dick, whatever, you have, they're having sex, it's like theoretically you're supposed to imagine that's your dick. And if I know, like, I can't compare to that, like I can't watch Mr. Mandingo. I can't be him. But if you compare me to blah blah, I'm like,
Raw Star. Yeah,
like, that's about me. So
I'm gonna ask you a question real quick. Have you slept with any adult stars?
I've had a lot of blowjobs from a lot of poor performers.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you, bro. Vaginas change size, bro. It's not gonna be like,
I know you have, but it's like, yeah,
Mandingo or this person is gonna be like, oh, yeah, I'm just useless to her. No, it's definitely not.
I mean, in that scene.
I have a question for both of you. Okay, so you don't like seeing the dicks because you start to
he doesn't mind it.
So you don't like to compare the sizes because you want to imagine it's you. But how do you guys feel if it's like a white dick? Like, what if it's a white dick that's the same size as yours? Is it still like the visual, or is it mostly just the size and the pleasure aspect of it to you that is like comparative?
Very confident in my penis, so I'm not intimidated by any other penis. So I'm fine with any other dicks.
I'm not intimidated. I theoretically, if I'm watching it, I don't want to look at, I don't want to see the dude's dick and then see his old face.
You want to put yourself in the fantasy.
Yeah, and that's why I like, and if I'm
And then
if I'm sitting back, if I'm watching two girls do whatever, it's like, oh, I can picture myself in the room with these people, you know, just, you know, because I'm a huge voyeur. Like, I'm a big voyeur person. So, like, I enjoy watching others. So if I'm watching two girls, I can enjoy that stuff, whatever, then see another person. Unless I'm there in IRL, then that's a different story. But if I'm just watching it from home and, you know.
So you can't see no dicks on the screen, but you can see some dicks in real life.
I've been in a lot of rooms where people were just having sex in front of me.
I've probably been in one of those rooms having sex in front of you.
You were in one of the rooms having sex in front of me.
Who hasn't been in a room having sex in front of Rockstar?
No. You know what? You have a point.
I don't know. Scotty's pissing on everyone and everyone's fucking in front of Rockstar.
Yeah. Everybody, like, there's a lot of people.
Scotty pissed on me and Rockstar. Watch.
there's a lot of people who either just randomly just start having sex in front of me or just randomly just walk to my house like butt naked or just walk in front of me butt naked, like, oh, hey, Ron, and then just sit down and have a full-on conversation about roses, you know, about what should I eat tonight, and just have a full-on conversation and just ignore the fact that you're just sitting there butt naked and I'm like trying to look right here to, you know, not seem like a weirdo. You know, because
you're not trying to seem like a weirdo. Like, you're just naked. I'm clothed when you're just talking to me.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I thank you for the great visual you have in front of me. And if you want to do more of it more times, thank you, whatever. But it's just like, gotta be respectful a little bit. And I think the person who heard, I just talked about, did a scene in my kitchen, heard me because they just text me, and I'm like, that's so hilarious. But yeah.
Wait, she's at your house too?
She was yesterday.
Jesus.
Yeah, everybody comes to the house, Avery, and they just stay, and they stay for a while. Have a fun house.
Uh-huh. Where do you live?
I will tell you after the podcast. Yeah, where do you live? Yeah, I live in this address. Come through, everybody.
Well, like, what state do you live in?
I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh.
I live in LA.
I don't know why earlier I thought you said you live in Florida, but you.
I lived in Florida for 2 years.
Okay.
So.
My bad.
That's cool. I lived in Florida for 2 years because I lived here for a while, and then I took 2 years away from LA. Then I came back. Did we lose you?
I'm trying to figure out. Someone's like FaceTiming me right now, and I can't exit out of it.
Oh.
God damn it.
I can pause for a second.
I don't know how to make the screen bigger.
I'm gonna pause for a second. Yeah, so But yeah, no, I moved to Florida for 2 years when I came back, and I'm back in LA. So I live out here.
Okay.
But I just offer a swell time over here sometimes. So everybody just comes through.
Mm-hmm.
You saying uh-huh, like you weren't over here a few days ago.
Yeah. I was over there. I did go over there and do mushrooms and just like just do a whole comedy set.
And he made a whole bunch of a triple decker hamburger when I was only expecting a single burger.
Well, you know, I know you like to eat big or whatever, dude. Jeez. Sorry. Yeah.
So Avery, so what should we be expecting from you? Like what's new from Avery?
What's new? What can top your birthday gangbang?
Well, I don't know. Like the birthday gangbang was a big one, but I'm probably gonna try to go back to Europe again soon and shoot more out there. And next time I go, I wanna like extend my trip and shoot for the studio for a bit, and then I wanna like actually go on a European tour. Shoot for different studios, different companies, and then get some content with some European creators and just kind of like chill out there for like a few weeks, a month, a couple of months, something like that. But I kind of really want to do that this year. And then I'll be going to all the Exoticas, so all four of them. And Chicago's in like, what, next week? And then we got, Miami, there's DC and New Jersey. So I'll be doing all those. And then I don't know if I'll be doing X-Biz Miami, but I was nominated. So I'm like, y'all vote.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Everybody, I have it in my notes. I was gonna say it again. Everybody go out there and vote right now for her. She deserves it.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. She deserves it. For many, 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 many different reasons. So you know she needs that award because she deserves it. So everybody go out there and vote for her.
I was nominated for Rising Premium Social Media Star for my sparkling online presence. So go vote.
I mean, like honestly, like everybody who has come across your Twitter has a lasting memory. So. So because of that lasting memory, that proves why she deserves it.
Hell yeah. You know, I try to put out good content, but I also try to be funny. I try to engage with people. I try to make people laugh.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I enjoy your lives. When you go live with Instagram, I sit there for a little bit and have a full-on conversation. So I enjoy that, and I... You know, you have your extreme stuff on Twitter, and I'm just spellbounded, like, wow, Avery. Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, she deserves it. And I believe that she has a lot more stuff that she has to offer because she got in, like, right before COVID. And, you know, since we out of COVID now, it's getting more and more... things out there, you're going to enjoy every little bit of everything she has to offer because she can, you know, be young, wild, and free. So, let me see. What is your social medias and stuff? Like, where can we all find you?
So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm pretty shadow banned on most platforms, but it's okay. You can still find me. Let's see, you can watch me on The Hub, you can watch me on X videos, you can talk with me on OnlyFans. Mostly everything is literally just Avery Jane, you'll find me. But yeah, I got a shit ton of platforms up. If you're on any of them, I answer all my messages and chat with people and kind of really get to know my fans there. So, you know.
And everybody, I want you all to go out and pay for your subscriptions. Please do not go out there and get it illegally. She does great work, and you know, it's worth the time to go ahead and pay for her content so she can create more new and exciting things for you. So please make sure you are subscribing and not finding it illegally. But CW, go ahead and tell you where we can find you.
Where can you find me? I'm like a leaf on the wind. No, you can find me at CC Fitness LA on Instagram, on Twitter, ccfitnessla.com, and CC Fitness on Facebook, and Chris Tribe on TikTok.
We want to find us. We are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, Burbank Misfits on Twitter, and on Facebook. And BurbankMisfits.com. This is everything we do, from fitness, graphics, photography, and all the other fun stuff that we do in this crazy little world that we have. I'm Raw Star on Instagram and on Twitter. Miss Avery, you are a joy, a pleasure, and I'm glad this hour went so fast, because I looked at the clock and I said that hour went really quick. And we didn't even touch on some of the crazy stuff, and that is a shame, because like there's so much more to you, like, and I'm not saying you're an onion, but you know, you got so many layers to you that I believe that everybody needs to know and more about. So I hope that everybody who's currently listening will go out and sub to your stuff, or even follow you on Twitter, and just, you know, be like honored to be to witness all the stuff that you say on the internet, and they get a chance to love you even more.
Aww, so everybody,
please tune in. If I have this surgery, everybody, you might not have an episode for like 2-3 weeks. Please tune in then. But we will see you all next time. Be well, stay blessed. Goodbye.